Today is a day without baseball after several days without baseball, and it's been sad. Let's talk about it. Welcome back to Talking Baseball, everybody. My name is John Boy, and sitting next to me in a nice blue polo is Jake Storielli, and we are going to talk some baseball, or better yet, the lack of baseball. Jake, how you doing?
It's a blue t-shirt. I don't want people to think I'm wearing a polo, like collared shirt.
Yeah, it's not a collared shirt. It's just a regular old polo t-shirt. It looks nice, though. I like it. Heathered blue.
Maybe. It's definitely a blue, and you might hear some different color blues coming up at some point, but weird time in the country. Weird time. The coronavirus has gotten to a new level this time last week. We're still making jokes about it now. We'll make more tasteful jokes about it, but yeah, I think everyone's got preemptive cabin fever, which I think that's an interesting thing. We haven't seen that ever. And, yeah, I mean, again, there's going to be a day when sports, particularly baseball for this podcast, are back and strong. We don't know if that's 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 3 months, but they'll be back.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
People are going stir crazy.
Pre-stir crazy.
Told you earlier, yeah, it feels like the week between December and New Year's. Christmas and New Year's, we're like, you know, things are happening, but nothing really matters. You're just at home at your parents.
I think that's a really exciting week for people. I don't love the comparison.
I think this weekend was exciting for people.
I think it was scary for a lot of people.
Like, a lot of people were going to the parks, just hanging out, playing board games at home, just living life, no work. And then I think next week, or when it keeps going, they're going to be like, oh my God. And this is going to go forever. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we have some people on the inside world of baseball, and if you ask them about the 2 weeks or baseball in April, they kind of just laugh in your face. And we left last week thinking May. Like, oh, May 1st would be good. And now that's becoming a laugher as well.
May's not a laugher for me yet.
But, I mean, you heard what we heard, right?
Yeah, but that was just a player's opinion. That wasn't like inside sources or anything. That was just a...
Oh, you didn't talk to... Oh.
No.
It's deeper than that.
Yeah?
And it's July.
Yeah.
July and then no...
Nobody knows anything, though.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody knows anything.
Yeah, it's...
Like, it could be October. Like, at the same time, I'll say it still could be late May, end of May, mid-May. Who knows? We're dealing with a pandemic that we've never dealt with.
It seems
so
like
I'm going to poo-poo the earlies and I'll poo-poo the lates. Nobody fucking knows.
I think that the best educated guess is that it's like, look at where the All-Star break would be.
Sure.
And hope that there's baseball at the opposite end of that, which is July 16th, July 17th. And then they play half a season from there. I think that's what we're looking at.
That 4 months?
From now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that seems big from what we... And again, like, it's everyone getting dumb educated guesses they found online. Like, you know, some of the stuff from China, we've heard that's coming back down. But I am nothing near a doctor or a scientist. I have no idea. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be bad. It's going to be tough. And you're going to hear a lot of craziness over the next few weeks and months.
If you are like me and would rather prepare for a lesser so that if it's good, you're happy.
Right.
Prepare for mid-July.
Because
that's
Jimmy.
What we've heard.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard from places that May is like, no way.
Yeah.
And that it's not like when the season starts, there will be fans right away. There's going to be going to be a period where they're playing without fans.
Yep. I fully agree with that.
And so it's crazy.
I think that brings the timeline up a little bit. But, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I think everyone got scared. Like, we mentioned this last week, I think, how when everything started getting canceled, everybody started canceling without even a plan. Like, it was just a follow and cover your butts. And, I mean, it was the right thing to do. But then from there, I think, again, nobody knows. Like, it's canceled and it's shut down until it is. And we'll see. Who everyone loves saying flattening the curve. And, you know, baseball, there's some good Colorado Rockies jokes to be made there. Shout out to my Rocks. But, yeah, who knows? I mean, in 3 weeks, is there going to be good news? In 3 weeks, is it going to be as bad of news as we've ever seen in our lives? Nobody knows. So
it's getting scary. When they started when they started reporting healthy 30-year-olds in like terrible condition.
Yeah.
So when it started really changing.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's rumors about people had flus that were potentially misdiagnosed, or they were like, it's a version of the flu, but we don't know what it is. And you're hearing all these horror stories, and you wonder how much the internet can spread a horror story like that. That, you know, used to be
tons.
Yeah, used to be the, you know, just Joe at the corner coffee store in Virginia told his buddies, and now it's got 300,000 retweets. So, I don't know. It's going to be a while, and, you know, it's open to wild speculation. I saw Girardi on the MLB Network, who was like, oh, I think we'll, you know, we'll be back sometime, and I'm expecting expanded rosters because the pitchers won't be stretched out, and I think we'll have to go. And so, I mean, everyone's got their can of worms, and they're cracking it open and letting it fly. So I don't know if it's July. I don't know if it's May. I don't know if it's September, but it'll be back at some point, and we're going to be talking about it till then.
Yeah, it's crazy how long it's going to be. It's crazy how many things they have to do. Like, because at one point, people were like, well, what if they just do a bunch of doubleheaders? Like, well, the players union would have to sign off on that because there is a cap on how many doubleheaders they can have in a season. There's a cap on how many days they can have a game in a row without an off day.
Yeah.
And the CBA, the players union, is not going to just let these things slip away from them, because if they do, then they'll never get him back. And they know that.
Right, but they could sign him as a one-year, like, amnesty type thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think they've done that before.
Players still might not
but
want
still,
to do
I
it.
Mean, well, and again, that's where we're opening cans of worms everywhere we turn. I read someone was like, yeah, just do 81 doubleheaders. It's like, do you know how exhausting that would be?
I mean, who said that?
But that's what I'm saying, and that's the world we're in.
I'm
man.
Reporting things I've heard from actual people inside walls of baseball, not
right.
just a guy who's – that's not a good comparison.
Hey, people in walls of baseball are just as crazy as the people outside of baseball.
Yeah, it's going to be a while is what we're hearing. I mean, not that any of us believed the 2 weeks. I don't know why they said that.
No, I think it was I think the 2 weeks was just to put a number out there and let's see what's happening in the world. It wasn't – like, I don't think baseball ever promised 2 weeks.
No.
They just said, like, definitely 2 weeks. And I think that gives – that initially, and again, we forget how quickly this timeline went down. I mean, you and I shared a coffee cup and made a video last Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Still not upset about that.
No.
If you get it, I get it.
Yeah, we're in the as close of quarters as they get, so that's fine. But yeah, we forget how much it's escalated in that quick period of time, and they just put 2 weeks out there. I don't fault them for that at all. That was just so people know at least that, and then as they go, yeah.
What's your favorite, like, infograph that's come out of there? There's been a lot of people making tutorial videos about, like, you know, social distancing. Have you been watching
God.
A lot of them?
It's easily the Washington Post one. That's crack.
With all the dots?
Yeah, with the bouncing dots.
I like the matchstick. The matchstick that steps out of line.
Oh, you like the matchstick?
I like the matchstick a lot.
The live one?
The live
the
one.
The cartoon?
Where the matchstick comes alive and steps out.
That was pretty
like,
good.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then I saw a second one that was the matchsticks where one match is just lower.
Yes.
And I was like, we already got the walking
but
match.
But that's the problem. I actually like that one more because the one that was done was like a professional cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, that was legit. That was Pixar shit. So I was kind of like, this is cool, but this is, like, too well done for what I need right now.
Well, I saw, which one did you see first?
I saw the cartoon first.
Me too. And then I saw the other one. I was like, come on.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But, yeah, the production value was almost too much for what we're currently.
Okay.
Like, they were waiting for that a little bit. But, yeah, the Washington Post dots, I told BBD this morning, I could watch those. I mean, it's a simulation. That's what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
Simulations are literally what I enjoy. So, yeah, I've watched all of those a bunch of times.
Speaking of simulations.
Yes.
We have some people to thank for this episode, bringing us this episode.
What was the speaking of there?
Just You'll figure it out eventually.
I'll wait for this.
This episode of Talking Baseball is brought to you by Bradley Ray. Ryan Quinn.
Bradley Ray.
It's a good name. Olivia. Beautiful name. Good name, Olivia.
Nice name.
Connor Evans. Autumn Sharp. I like the name Autumn as well.
Okay, yeah.
Olivia and Autumn?
That is sharp.
Yeah. Tim Cantalupo. And that guy goes by Timmy Cantaloupes. And there's no question there. Bryce. Russell Schumeyer. Jacobus. James Storielli. You know what his nickname is?
Chico.
Jamie. Joey Scalesi. And Matt Rongo. Those are our most recent Patreons. And we appreciate them kind of more than ever, I think.
Yeah.
Because the next couple months are going to be crazy weird for John Boy Media.
Weird.
We were dreading a strike, and now we basically have one.
Good strike practice.
We were dreading at like all winter meetings, like, damn, it'll just suck if they go to a strike since we just built a company based on baseball. Now we're basically kind of here.
Yeah, we'll do this year and strike next year.
It'd be cool if they were like, let's figure this out, but there's so much shit that they're fighting over right now about this, the players and the league, and paying players. Like, what about all those stuff?
I will report that now that the CBA will not reach a deal
in the coming weeks. This will only hurt it because they're just going to fight more and more and more. How about all the minor leaguers?
Yeah.
Like, just not getting money.
Yeah, they're screwed.
The league's made billions of dollars in revenue.
Yeah.
Like, in profit last year. They did like $10 billion. Billion dollars.
Maybe this is the match that you mentioned, the match that came out that slowed it down. Maybe this match goes to baseball and sets it on fire.
New match system.
That's what you don't see in the picture, that lowered match. The whole match got baseball's right below.
That little cartoon walks over
right to a baseball game.
Yeah. I know they got a big issue here with all these minor leaguers not getting paid. And it's crazy, man, because the TV networks need their money because they paid for these games. They paid the teams for these games, and the teams need to, like, return that. And then they need to cover salaries. And this isn't even limited to baseball. It's, like, all of life. It's just, like, this is crazy.
All of sports, all of life. And that's the funny thing that it's been funny watching the few sports shows that I've tried to watch just out of knee-jerk reaction that, I mean, almost aren't sports. But, you know, they always come back and they do what you just did. It's like, well, and also this is the realm of the rest of sports and society.
Yeah. I mean, what's really interesting, this is a baseball show, so I understand there's
a
lot going on.
For sure.
Talking about the baseball side effects of this, the service time is crazy, man.
Service time.
Like, if you're on your last year of arbitration, there's got to be a guy out there who's gotten his last year of arbitration and he's, like, excited to go get paid.
Mookie Betts. Do the Dodgers get Mookie Betts?
If Mookie Betts only plays half a season.
What if it's a half a season, the Dodgers have some sort of chaos happen, and the Diamondbacks win the West?
I mean, it's insane. Does it count as a year of service time for Mookie Betts?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of rookies out there, too, that, you know, I mean.
Domingo Germán is suspended 81 games. Is that 81 games? Is that prorated for this season? I mean, he did bad guy stuff, so we're not going to defend him on that.
But I would guess that he has to stay suspended. You have something on this, BBD?
Yeah, they say it's the number of games no matter what.
Yeah, right. For suspensions?
Yeah, so he's like 63 games left to do. He has to sit 63 games no matter how many there are this year.
That makes total sense to me. He should stay. But the service time shit is nuts because, all right, say I'm 23 years old and I'm in my last year of team-controlled money and I'm about to go to arbitration. And then 3 years after that, and I'm going to be a free agent at 26.
Sure.
Now, does this push my service time back, and now I'm going to be a free agent at 27? There's a lot of guys. That age, we know that age matters. If you go from, like, 27 to 28, or God forbid, 29 to 30, if this pushes your free agency from 29 to 30 and you didn't even get to play any games this year, it's going to be super interesting how that all wrinkles out. And I would just guess the players are going to get fucked, and there's not going to be like niceness around it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, we're dealing with a national pandemic, and you know, look at the reaction that guy that hoarded all the hand sanitizer got from the world. So if you try to fuck people during something like this, the people normally do rise up and do well. So
what are your thoughts on that guy?
I mean, he's the worst.
Yeah, okay.
And is there another side to the argument?
Well, I saw some people defending him, like, hey, it's capitalism.
Wow, okay. Your burner Twitter. We'll look out for that later. But
my burner Twitter does not. Yeah. There's a couple people in the bug crew, and they know that I'm not defending
Whoa,
that guy.
Big hints. So, yeah, well, sanitizer guy. Fuck him. No, I wouldn't even jump there yet, man. I don't think you can. I think it's is it a crazy topic? Absolutely. Is it the word that I'm going to throw around the next couple months willy-nilly prorated? Absolutely. Because I think that's an easy solution and makes sense for everyone. So.
Prorated sounds so much cooler than what it actually is.
Right.
Like I prorate you. Like right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's just prorated and don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's a cool word.
Like prorated just means you're going to get less, right? Is that code for, can you get prorated more ever? I guess if you...
Well, it depends. Like, say you start a job and you only work, like,
yeah,
3 days
March
of
3rd,
March. Yeah, start
March 3rd, and they're going to say, we got you all in March.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, I don't know. I'd expect some of the basic stuff to be more civil than normal, just because you have to be. Like, if there's a pandemic going on and people are dying and you're like, well, I think we should hold back the guy's service time, I mean, you are the bad guy, and I don't think anyone wants that. So... we'll see. I think those details, it'll be interesting to see when those start to leak out. Interested to talk to our guy, Jeff Passan. He's going to be all over that ish the next couple weeks. And I wonder if there is an easy solution and they nip it in the butt, or it'll be Memorial Day weekend, games are coming back, and we still have now we have players and owners screaming at each other. That's exactly what baseball needs.
When is Memorial Day weekend?
It's like the last weekend of May. It's like it's the 25th, something like that.
April, May, June. So that's the over-under I kept seeing a lot is.
And it just makes sense. Nothing makes sense with a global pandemic. Let me start over. But like when you start thinking about other sports potentially coming back in a holiday weekend. And hey, if you are having sad times, go to a daydream world when you're going to wake up in 2-3 months and every sport comes back. Like, there's going to be some sports binging that's going to be disgusting.
Caitlin and I were talking about, you know, if this goes until mid-June, late June.
Sure.
Like, the whole, like, stay inside, don't do shit. When that comes out, you know the first 50-degree day on a college campus?
Yeah.
People are throwing frisbees. Girls are, like, sunbathing.
We went
on
to school
grass.
In the Northeast. If you're listening elsewhere, you might not understand that.
Yes, in the Northeast, if the first, like, 50-degree day when the sun, you can actually feel the sun.
Everyone puts on their new Christmas clothes that they haven't been able to wear yet.
Yeah, the frisbees out on the lawn. Footballs are out, basketball courts, and everyone acts like it is the heart of summer.
You see people's legs.
Yeah, it's like Fitness Beach. What's that Fitness Beach in L.A.?
You know, the Fitness Beach you go to in L.A. whenever you're in town.
What's the name of it?
You know.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of it.
Whenever you're in L.A., you swing by, you do some pull-ups.
It's got a name like the fit, like something like that. Muscle Beach.
Yeah.
I was pretty close.
You
Muscle Beach is almost
it.
A dumber name.
You were all around it.
It's like Muscle Beach.
It is Muscle Beach.
At 50 degrees. When life resumes at June,
yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be the friendliest times or people are just going to be
Ooh.
Crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. A little column A, a little column B.
Start playing. Maybe pickup baseball becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Speaking
of, they had the Sandlot game.
Sandlot game. Play that Sandlot game noise we've been waiting for.
BBD, can you do the Sandlot game drop, please? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just hit the sound. We play for the Sandlot game. Can't.
I'm not thinking. I'm never thinking.
Sure.
It's not bad.
That works. Do you have another one you want to try, or that's it?
Grew up in the streets, man. We used to lean over to get our poops out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sandlot game.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of this?
Sandlot. I watched the highlights.
If anyone doesn't know, Trevor Bauer and his company, Watch Momentum, put together a little pickup wiffle ball game, and they live streamed it. Dietrich was there. Clevenger was there. Oscar Mercado.
Mercado.
Why do I always want to say his name like
Oscar.
That? Oscar Mercado was there.
The Mercado, yeah.
He had a nice swing.
Yeah, it's athletic.
Daniel Johnston. A lot of guys I didn't know were there.
Yeah. It's tough.
I think the guy who won the MVP just what isn't a big leaguer, like was just brought by Daniel Johnston.
Just around.
And is said, I'm Vinny the Jet.
Yeah.
Forget what it was.
Maybe he gets signed now.
That'd be cool.
It's a story.
It was fun. It was kind of cool. They needed, like, they put it together very quick, so it was just, like, very impromptu. But at one point, they were like, hey, can you, all the chat was like, can you tell us who's batting?
Yeah.
Guys don't got names on the back of their jersey, so it's kind of hard.
It's tough enough to keep up with 30 teams and 30 guys from each team anyways.
And then the prospects.
Never mind the deep tracks.
Yeah. I was trying to look it up. Dietrich hit a home run. Dietrich won me over.
Yeah, he got you?
Dietrich fan now, yeah.
I told you, because, he still tries to do too much sometimes, but I don't know, he's kind of a good guy, and he's like, is he married to a pro tennis player or a pro soccer player? I forget. I think tennis. But yeah, he's just kind of like a meathead athlete that's trying to do his thing. But he takes it a little too far for me sometimes.
The beekeeper shit last year.
Yeah, you're trying. You're trying.
But he was fun. Derek Dietrich's wife is Monica Puig.
Puig. I'm pretty sure she's a tennis player.
Yasiel Puig's ex-wife.
Nope.
Tennis player currently ranked 43rd on whatever ranking they do.
Thank you. The WTA.
So, BBD's
also.
Official. Also, wow. Nope. I think that's just his personal.
That's his personal ranking. The
ranking.
BBD tennis rankings.
So Dietrich's wife is Monica Puig. She's Puerto Rican.
I think he's just like jock life, man.
He won me over. He was cool. Kent Murphy was doing the play-by-play. Yeah. Which was.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
I love all the old Kent Murphy
Shots
stuff.
Fired.
But,
didn't he steal a vid from you or something?
No.
I thought we had beef with Kent.
No. Well, here's the thing. There's the original Kent Murphy.
Right.
It was awesome. YouTube. Never bunt.
Sure.
Janitor throw. All that shit. He had a Twitter account called whatever it is, Kent Murphy.
Sure.
So someone just made a conglomerate Twitter account. There's two Twitter accounts that are Kent Murphy.
Gotcha.
And one is the actual comedian.
Right.
I forget his real name, Nick Supton, who made a Twitter account about the character he created.
Right.
And his Twitter is at Coach Kent Murphy. Right.
Okay.
Then there's another Twitter.
There's two accounts.
There's another. Yeah, yeah. And that dude has more followers than the real one.
That's tough.
And he steals shit all the time.
Internet's a weird place.
I think he kind of credits it. It looks like now I'm scrolling through his feed, he does a better job. But, at one point he just, like, ripped a video from me with no credit, which, whatever, is what it is.
Sure.
I mean, he ripped his whole fucking handle off a guy
with
no credit.
Life's a rip.
Well, if you're going to make a baseball conglomerate Twitter, why do you need to steal a character that already was someone's personal IP?
It worked, man.
It did work. It's very shady. Anyway, the commentary was a little one note. It was just like, better hit a fucking dinger.
Yeah.
You gonna hit a dinger?
That's the note.
Better hit a fucking dinger. So it was all right. But he was giving Dietrich shit for not hitting any home runs.
Sure.
And Dietrich was like kind of, I posted this, Dietrich kind of honest, like, the fences are too far, man.
Yeah.
They're just too far. And then he hit one. It's cool. But they said it didn't count because they played the rule. Everyone has different wiffle ball rules.
Sure.
It's actually a part of, I don't even know. I was going to say life, society, growing up. I'm interested. Like, if you have weird wiffle ball rules, send them my way. I'm so interested that people can play the
You're
same
be
thing.
Overloaded.
I know, but we should put together a little.
Different stadiums. I mean, everyone's playing at a different stadium.
No, everyone's playing different. I don't mean, like, ground rules. I mean, like, how you move runners.
Sure.
How you, like, they did anything opposite is an auto out or foul ball. And I've never heard that one before.
Foul balls are outs?
No.
Not with two strikes?
If you hit it opposite. Yeah, foul balls with two strikes are an out. But if you hit a ball oppo,
okay,
it was a foul ball. I'd never heard that one before.
Yeah, they were just trying to hit home runs. I think that's a real rule.
No, I don't know. That's what they played because they didn't have enough
fielders.
Were
doing, yeah, they were just they didn't want people hitting just slapping base hits.
But they were doing base hits and singles as well.
Right, if you pulled it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to do a content wiffle ball game.
I'm interested. They just said it like it was a rule that was normal.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure somewhere it is.
Everyone's got it. But, like, in Billy Crystal's book, he talks about the little version of wiffle ball him and his brother played until they were, like, 22 and moved out of the house.
Sure.
And in David Cohn's book, he talks about his version of wiffle ball that he played, and right. they duct taped the ball. So I think I want, like, a conglomerate coffee table
book
called, like, American Wiffle Ball.
Sure.
Backyard. You make your own rules. Throw the ball. Hit the ball. It's too long of a title, but yeah. I'm workshopping.
I would work on the title.
Yeah.
And, I mean, are you still do you call what you did growing up wiffle ball? Because you used to be pretty strong that it wasn't wiffle ball. But for the book, it helps.
Yeah, it's maybe backyard baseball. Because what Billy Crystal played wasn't wiffle ball either.
Big weekend for backyard baseball, too.
Huge.
I watched freaking Cespedes Barbecue stream it.
Yo, I don't know what backyard baseball is.
I mean,
so,
computer game.
Computer, not video console? Yeah. Okay. And, like, I know, like, Pablo something or something.
I had it on GameCube.
You had it on the Cube? Okay. I was familiar.
I don't even know what it looks like.
I mean, it's just, like, really old school video game.
Pulling up a video now.
It's cartoony.
PC video games are, like, wildly out of my realm of knowledge or...
Sure.
I don't think I ever put a game into my computer and played it.
L-I-V-I-N, man.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds douchey, but... At that age, I was 100% an outside kid.
Yeah, you were too into butt. You liked girls pretty early.
Yeah, but like my friend Taylor...
Like you could have still been playing in middle school.
No, I didn't play any video.
I'm saying people. People could have been. You started liking girls and stuff.
And I would be outside. Like we would just make up games outside.
Right.
On the trampoline or like we'd go to the baseball field and
trampoline.
Do batting practice.
Must be nice.
Trampolines are awesome.
How the other half lives.
Trampolines?
Yeah.
They're not that expensive. Like your mom
tell that to my mom.
She just didn't want you to have one.
No, man.
I think they're like a couple hundred
bucks.
Did you
hear my pooping in the street thing? Yeah, I know.
Trampolines are awesome, but we used to play a lot of games on the trampoline for hours. But anyway, backyard
strong
baseball.
Legs.
How did Cespedes guy do? Was it Jake or was it Jordan?
It was Jordan.
Okay.
And he wasn't playing. He was watching the computer play. Yeah.
What?
See, yeah. I mean, you don't have any gamer side to you. So you don't know how much the sports people are really hurting.
He was watching a computer play a game?
Yeah. Computer versus computer.
Holy
And he was like,
smokes.
He was commentating it. I was having a blast. Yeah. Times are dire, man.
That is crazy. It's nuts. Hey, remember that? We're just going off the rails. Do we have any pressing topics? The sports fucked. The service time is fucked. Bowers thing was cool. Oh, a Yankees minor leaguer got tested and confirmed case.
He's got the corony.
COVID-19.
Yeah. And he stayed in, people, and he listened to every Talking Baseball episode so he didn't get his friends sick, which is really nice of him. Any good member of society should do that. Stay in and listen to every episode.
You know what was annoying?
What was annoying?
The response by the reporters and the Yankees, like, we promise he didn't have any contact with the major league camp.
Right.
Like, don't jump to, like, I don't know. If there were a human out there and your first thought was like, shit, a Yankee might be contaminated.
Right.
Like, that's like a bad thought process. And then they were... Just defending that.
No, I think that's fine. I mean, they're breaking sports news.
But he had contact with a lot of the minor leaguers. Like, it's
right,
that,
and
which
they
is
are
still,
people, but there's more famous people in the world. I mean, it's how it works. And like basketball, the Gobert stuff, and basketball being a contact sport and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, and I don't know. I mean, you and I also, I think there's stuff where we're too deep that it's tough to put the blinders back on. Like, a lot of people don't know how minor league facilities are set up. You and I have been to the Yankee spring training the past 3 years. We know that they are two completely separate camps. We went to the Braves' new facility this year. Right, right. We saw it was all combined, and we were like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Every team should have this. And now here we are, and everyone's getting kicked out. And it's just insane, man.
Yankees minor league sucks.
It's not great.
It's like four fields and a—
nothing for the fans.
It's less than a high school field. A
little hill.
A little bit of a hill.
Bit of a hill.
You have anything else that you saw or read or wanted to talk about?
I mean, not really. I don't know. It's crazy times, man. And I think we'll be doing this. I guess we should tell everyone kind of our plan. We're a pull the curtain back podcast. And, I think we're going to try to get as many interviews as we can. If guys aren't playing baseball, they got to do something. So we've already got a couple of those in the works. We'll have those coming. Our team profile and projections. Yes, a couple of the over-unders and things may be skewed. But just prorate it. You just got to prorate everything you do nowadays.
Life has been prorated.
You just got to prorate. And, check out if you do get bored. I mean, I'll plug ourselves. Whoa, I'm back in college again.
Plug yourself, huh?
We'll have stuff all over the YouTube. We'll have podcasts here. We'll have just everything. We've been doing silly stuff for years. For a part of the time, it wasn't as a business. Now it kind of is. So check in, and we'll be part of your whatever your next 8 to 12 to 16 week journey looks like. And it's I don't know. If you're someone that could get in your own head like me and James, know that, it's going to be good, and there will be a day we look back and we reference the coronavirus, and then we'll tell younger people about the coronavirus, and they'll say, shut up, old man, and we'll be the old man on the lawn yelling.
You shut up.
That's just how it goes.
Hey, you shut up. What's today's date?
That's the circle of life. Today's date is the 16th, March 16th.
Cool. No ad on today's show. I was like, ooh. I was desperately searching all of it to make sure we didn't miss it.
That would have been tight. and yeah, people are dumb. Be smart.
My favorite Men in Black quote is getting so much play.
Trying to tell you. I've been trying to tell you to push that harder.
You have? I haven't heard you mention it.
Every time I say it's your quote, like, and you go, it's Men in Black. And like, hey. Own it a little bit. You've been driving that ship, man.
It is. It's my favorite. I've never even seen I've seen the full Men in Black movie once, maybe.
Moons ago.
My dad sent me the clip of it, and he was like, hey, it's your favorite quote. And I didn't know the visual of it.
Said it was your favorite quote.
It is my favorite quote. Here it is.
Humans, for the most part, don't have a clue. They don't want one or need one either. They're happy. They think they have a good bead on things.
Well, why the big secret? People are smart. They can handle it.
A person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
Person is smart. People are dumb, panicky animals. It's never been more true right now. So be a person. Don't be a people.
Yeah, it was Twitter. Twitter's its own entertainment forum, and all the people that were talking about that kind of stuff, and they're like, "This is why they don't tell us what's in Area 51. We can't handle it."
Oh, I'm a big
time. I know you are.
Yeah,
I know you are.
Speaking right to me. That quote is awesome. I've been saying that for so long.
I've been driving it.
And then yes, also, the government should have secrets from the public.
Right.
I mean, I am the biggest believer in that.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Right.
I don't deserve to know.
I probably shouldn't know.
If I did, I'd fuck it up.
Yeah.
I'd share it. I have a whole 14 podcasts where I share everything I know on.
Did you, the people that were like there was pictures this weekend of people on spring break vacationing, like college kids. Do you hate them? Or are you like, oh, I was young and dumb? Or is it somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Everyone's young and dumb.
Yeah.
I was young and dumb.
Sure.
I just feel bad. Like, did you see the video of the girl who was like,
yeah,
it's like,
that's leaving her. Yeah.
I'm young. I'm healthy. I take vitamins and I self-medicate, so I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I just feel bad that, like, yeah, she's whatever, in everyone's definition, like a grown woman. Like, she'd probably say, I'm a grown woman. I can do whatever I want. And the reality is you're very young.
Right.
And
probably when we were that age, we'd say we were grown-ups.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say anything different than I was, but I feel bad because the media is going to put microphones in front of these young and dumb people's faces and get quotes, and then the internet is going to rip them apart for being the same person that they probably most likely were at that age.
Right.
So it's just like society takes like, oh, I remember when I was this age and I would say dumb shit. Let's go get a dumb quote.
Yeah.
And it, for me, it's like this weird cycle where like, yes, she's going to regret saying that.
Yeah.
But it's more kind of shoddy that like we're all treating her like we weren't there ourselves.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was thinking back to some of our college parties. There was the hurricane where a hurricane came through. So we got a keg.
We wanted to stand on the roof and drink the keg, and then the last one to still be on the roof won Hurricane Day.
And was that a good or bad idea?
We ended up not doing it. We did like
better heads prevailed.
It was like everyone was ordered to stay inside, and
yeah.
and we were running around.
Yeah, and then there was the
and like our boxers drinking. And
yeah. Oh yeah.
Whenever there was blizzards, I would volunteer to deliver.
Yeah.
I would be the only car on the road.
Yeah.
And I almost got into some accidents. So I'd make good money, though.
Right.
I would not change that. I just trained to be very smarter about how I drove.
You want
to
read and drive?
I didn't do that in the blizzard.
Not in the blizzard.
Everywhere else.
Just the regular days. So, yeah, I don't know. You said that very well, James. We probably would have been involved. So, yeah, but you just got to try to be better. Hopefully we'll get some baseball news and we can do that. But if not, we'll be doing other stuff. And, hey, if you guys want to hear something, we've gotten to the point where we can do cool thing. We have some player access. You know, a lot of the beat reporters know what's going on, and they're looking to interact with us too. So if there's something you want to know, you want to see, and we don't do the tradition. We're not going to top 10 shortstops. Like, you're not going to get that from us. Maybe, to get under Jimmy's skin.
Do you know who's doing that?
Who's doing that?
Pete Rosenberg from the Michael Kay Show.
Yeah.
He tweeted out, we feel bad for them because they have so much time to kill and they talk about all sports. He tweeted out, like, I'm coming with a top five list every day and you were going to discuss it. And I was like,
I think they're also digging at Kay because Kay loathes list.
Anyone with a brain loathes list.
It's a discussion point.
Anyone who likes clickbait and empty words and debating over nothing likes lists.
It's a discussion point.
I got into this specifically to never do lists episodes.
Boom.
They are the absolute least creative thing. And we...
Then I'll be bringing some lists.
You and I are much better than that.
I'll be bringing some lists.
Quick question from the chat.
Chat
from
question.
Sean McLaughlin. When does the Bauer podcast, You Come On, out? And I don't know, it's not for this property, it's for Bauer Bites, which is their podcast. And they were, again, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be sharing all these details, but I think it's fine. They're recording them in bulk and releasing it as a season. And they said May or June. But now they might be like, hey, let's just push all this forward.
Could be expedited. It could be pushed back. It could be the same.
I don't know when that. And if you're not of any understanding what that is, myself, Fuzzy from YouTube, Clevenger, and Bauer sat down at a dinner table, ate some food, and talked about baseball and the Astros and media. It was cool. All right. I think that's it, right? I don't even know what we talked about. We're going to try to have more organized conversations in the future, but had to get some stuff out. It's crazy. Wasn't there some actual baseball news that you looked up?
Hunter Strickland got cut.
Which just is fucked.
On Saturday.
Maybe that's a good sign to all the other players that they're prorating.
Brutal for Hunter Strickland.
You know what I'm saying though?
God.
Is that a sign that the Nationals are going to pay players during this process? Otherwise you just keep Hunter around.
I think it was just bad. I think he got knocked around in a spring training game, and then they have other bullpen options. We actually just recorded their TPP last week, and we were kind of looking at some of the options.
They did a ton of stuff.
They're better than Hunter Strickland. So and maybe it was just right before things escalated a little bit more. It's a tough break.
Yeah.
It's a tough break.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Okay, computer, play the outro song. Come on now. Don't be a jerk about it.
Don't be a jerk about it.
Looks like my computer's got some sort of virus. I know the people at home are just clamoring for the outro song. Okay. There it is. We'll see you guys tomorrow on another TPP.